This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Guess what, folks? We still have not received bacon. Cloverdale bacon. It has to be Cloverdale bacon. But you bring the Cloverdale bacon, we hand you a pair of tickets for Donald Trump is in tough supply. So there's still time to come to the Bismarck Event Center and take that in. Take advantage of that and have those. Now, I've just been told, Todd, you got a text that said what?
Tried to get in with bacon, can't get in because I don't have a badge.
All right, so here's the deal. You can get in to the E, I think it's E42 is the door. It's kind of the lobby, west entrance of the event center. But there is a table there where they are checking badges because this is the area where the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is happening. So they don't want anybody here. So I hadn't thought of that, but it's literally 50 feet from me. So all you would need to do is go there, and we'll have somebody come tell us. Okay?
Yeah.
Ben Olson, we're going to put you to work here. There is a table over there that has a bunch of bumper stickers on it. It says "Make the Bakken Great Again 2016." Those ladies are checking for people to have badges. Somebody evidently is trying to bring some bacon to be able to get these tickets. Okay, so would you go see if you can find somebody hanging out with some bacon out there? And it has to be Cloverdale bacon.
Got it.
And then they get those two tickets right at that table. Okay, that crisis solved. What else? Bring it on. Bring it on. For crying out loud. Donald Trump will be landing at about 12:35. Harold Hamm landing at 11:35. And I understand not able to join us now on the program. I probably shouldn't be giving his travel schedule, but we'll have Harold on another time. He and Congressman Kevin Cramer will be involved in the introduction today of Donald Trump. That'll take place at 1 o'clock. If you're in the line, if you're on the way, we want to hear from you. 800-228-0550. Brent Sanford, who is running with Doug Burgum as a candidate for governor in North Dakota, governor, lieutenant governor candidate, the ticket. You got a little Arthur, North Dakota, and Watford City, North Dakota on the ticket. How about that? We're going to chat with him here in a bit. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here. And John Haryu of the Energy and Environmental Research Center will be here at the bottom of the hour to talk a little bit about some of the technical discussions, but important discussions on the technology of the Bakken as well. We're going to hear from Donald Trump today about his energy policy, and that, of course, includes all of the above, a true all of the above energy solution. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future brings you today's program. Find out more about them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. I hope we hear a little bit about coal today, in addition to, obviously, the oil and gas industry. $50 oil today, and Donald Trump crosses the threshold with the delegates necessary to be no longer the presumptive nominee, but be the nominee because of the North Dakota delegates he'll meet with today. Pretty cool story. Okay, Church, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Thanks for putting me back on.
Of course. No. So your daughter, you said, is along with you. You got a little dad-daughter thing going on, and she wanted to give us a little shout-out on the radio, did you say?
Yeah, I was hoping so. She's starting to act a little shy now, but I just want to say real quick, she knows I really like him. I've never even followed the primary, you know, and until this year, and as soon as South Carolina, as soon as he won that, I've been watching, I've been looking on my phone, I've been irritating my girlfriend because that's all I do, and so the daughter knows that I do like him. So.
All right, so tell me your daughter's name.
Her name's Serenity.
Okay, so Serenity, just hand her the phone. Don't say you're going to talk. I'll take it from there. Just hand her the phone. Serenity?
Hi.
Well, hi, Serenity. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
Five.
You're five? Wow, Serenity's five and she loves Donald Trump. Why do you love Donald Trump, Serenity? Are you excited for today, Serenity?
Yeah.
All right. Good talking to you. Take care, Church. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Blake and Stanton, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, hi. This Dwight, not Blake. Cell phones are great, you know. But anyway, I have a couple things that Actually, one of them's kind of ironic. On the way to Pick City on Highway 200A, the DOT's been put signs on fields where the farmers have been encroaching on the right-of-way for the, you know, the highway right-of-way. I don't know, probably 2-3 feet, but right in the ditch, right below the signs, there's a great big Stengem Pullman sign. I was under the impression that there was supposed to be nothing in the highway right-of-way.
Gosh, short of calling DOT, I wouldn't be able to give you an answer, but I bet somebody's listening, and we'll find out. I don't know what the rules are, but there are rules. I'll ask Brent. Brent's here, the lieutenant governor candidate with Doug Burgum on the Burgum-Sanford ticket. How are you?
Scott.
Try that again. How are you?
Great, Scott. Thank you for inviting me again, as always.
Nice to have you back. Are there rules for, like, where you put up signs?
We thought there were, but I can tell you up by Watford City, there all the man camp signs end up being in that right of way too. So I would also defer to the DOT and encourage them to ask questions of what the rules are within that right of way. And I know there are municipalities to put up signs and Roosevelt Expressway to put up signs. There's always issues of putting it in the right of way. So I believe there are rules.
Darby Burger.
We'll find out. We're going to do a little sign 101 next week because there's been some issues in Fargo too where some homeowners associations have told the homeowners they couldn't put up signs, and evidently there's legislation passed that says that you can't do that. You can't suppress the free rights of, hey, Rick, just got to say hello, Rick Moncrief from WPX Energy, cruising by me at 100 miles an hour, but good to see you. Yes, you as well. Yeah, no kidding, huh? And $50 oil is not bad either, huh? Right where we need to be. Exactly right. Good to see you. Rick Moncrief was one of the... Dave, keep listening. We're going to do some more on the science. Rick was a big part of Harold Hamm's team, Continental Resources, and the ramp-up of Continental Resources, and became a friend over the years, and now is at WPX Energy and doing a lot of good work as well nationwide. All right. Let's see here. We'll get to some more of your calls coming up, but I do want to chat with Brent a little bit about the campaign. You know, Brent is a friend of mine, and I've disclosed that many times on the program because all my time in Watford City, I've gotten to know Brent and his wife Sandy and their kid Sydney, who's in the state track tournament in Minot this weekend, and as well as Nick and what's your baby's name again?
Aaron.
Aaron, little Aaron, yeah. And so I'm partial to the Sanford family. They're good people, but this is an interesting race. You and I haven't talked a lot on the air through this whole thing. How's it feeling? How's it going?
Oh, it's been quite a ride, Scott. It's something that Doug and I are feeling very fortunate to be close to even as we are in this race. And it's there's still, what do we have, 19 days left? There's a lot of time left, but it's important for the future of our state. We're at a crossroads. We're at a Y in the road. You know, for our state to decide, what do we want to do going forward? Do we want to have someone that's been an elected official for 40 years, or do we want to have a business leader with a really innovative mind like Doug Burgum has? He's a compassionate man. He's got a lot of integrity. He's ready to put himself forward to be our governor. It's a very exciting thing for me to be part of this team.
You know, we had a call earlier, last hour, from somebody that just ripped into Donald Trump. How could you bring your daughter to it? What a scoundrel, terrible, awful. And long story, but I basically made me think a little bit about, you know, people running for office and what they put themselves through. You know, this is, you know, obviously you've run for mayor in Watford City, a little different than being on a statewide ticket. Has it been different than you thought?
Oh, I was prepared somewhat, you know, for that it would be a different ballgame than running for mayor in Watford City. But I do have to say that when I ran for mayor the first time, it wasn't a popular decision. It was something that felt right in my heart, that I felt like 2010... things are coming upon Watford City that we're not ready for, and I need to put myself forward into leadership position. And our existing mayor, our current mayor at the time, Kent Pelton, was a high school teacher of mine, a friend of mine. And I can tell you, mentors of mine in the community said, just back it down. You know, just take one more term on city council. But I didn't. I moved forward. I told Kent I was going to run. He said, well, I was going to run again, too. So we ran against each other, and I won. And I tell you what, the last 6 years has been an unprecedented time in Watford City's life. My background as a CFO with the numbers side, with the organization side, the collaboration side, I think it was just the time for me to do it. And most people, including Kent's family, have said the same thing to me, that it worked out the right way in the end. And it was a jump. wasn't popular. I feel a lot of parallels at this point.
You were criticized early on because you were a vocal supporter of Wayne Stengem in his campaign video at the convention and everything else. And so, this thing was, oh, well, he supported him, and now Doug asked him. So was that a challenging thing for you to go through? Or, as you say, you liken it to the Pelton case in that, yes, I did switch teams, but, here's why. Is that what happened? You did
very similar. I mean, it's something where I was obviously hoping we'd have a strong Republican governor candidate, and that was my sincere hope. Was being very supportive, I felt, and as the pre-convention and the convention rolled on, it was apparent to me that there's an opportunity here where someone else could actually win this primary. And Doug Burgum's candidacy had intrigued me in the beginning, but I didn't see the chance. In January, it's hard to think of how, as such an outsider, starting with a 10% recognition level, how you could even have a chance.
I want to ask you a little bit more, too, just about how, the time with Doug has been, and, how long you've known him, and how long, I'm sure this is a little frustrating right now in the middle of a campaign race where you say one side say one thing, another say it's just part of the game, but I want to get your analysis on how the campaign's going so far when we come back and what's on your mind. Go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, talking about corporate liability when employees drive distracted.
Up to $20, $25 million as a result of a company driver being distracted and killing somebody. And so there's a tremendous amount of liability involved. There is been over 30 studies done that shows that hands-free devices are no safer than handheld. It's the conversation, it's not the phone that's the problem. And so we obviously recommend having a cell phone policy for all of your workers where they don't text, they don't email. The National Safety Council did a study, found out that 99% of the companies that they reviewed did not have a decrease in productivity when they instituted cell phone policies.
For resources on distracted driving, including a cell phone policy, information on WSI's Safe Driver program, and safety courses offered, visit ndsc.org/traffic-safety.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate, so if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval, and again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Couple days left to take advantage of some great specials at PetroServe USA. The folks that help America fuel better. The Mega Italian Sandwich, Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, Smoked Ham and Cheese, and Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese Sandwiches are $2.99. Does that sound good or what? Four for four all day, every day is four items of your choice. You get two cookies of your choice. You get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, and you get a 20-ounce drink, four for four, all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. We have a bacon winner, Todd. They actually have finally, we found the ticket man and the bacon man, and we gave away the last two tickets to get in the door for the low, low price of some Cloverdale bacon, just because I didn't have breakfast this morning. So that's the main
That means Secret
reason.
Service is doing their job well, because if you can't bribe them with Cloverdale bacon, you can't bribe them.
Exactly right. Here it is. Let's see it. Let's see the bacon. All right. We're actually going to do this live on the air. Brent Sanford's here, candidate for lieutenant governor on the Burgum-Sanford ticket. They were smart enough to bring Cloverdale. I wanted to make sure, so we had to do that. Very, very good. Yes. Very nice. Were they excited?
Oh,
and it's frozen. I'm going to get it home. Life is good. Yeah, that's perfect. All right, sounds good. Very, very wonderful. Yes. Was it a nice fellow?
Yep.
Yeah, very good. Haley Grace Hennon is here, the youngest member of the Hennon family who's taking in the Donald Trump event. She's now leaving from here as fast as she possibly can, because she knows if she doesn't, she'll be on the radio. Just like Aaron does to you, right?
That's right.
Dad, don't embarrass me. Okay, so what I wanted to ask you is, how long have you known Doug Burke?
It's just been a few months, Scott. We met at the Economic Development Banquet in Watford City, and I can't even tell you exactly when the date was, but it was... It was one of those where Doug was making his rounds throughout the state and coming to different events, and he heard of the Chamber and Economic Development Banquet that we have annually to speak of our successes and our challenges, etc. And Doug came a few hours early, and we visited for a few hours in my office and gave him a tour of the community, and it was a great conversation. It was something where you could see that this isn't going to take long for us to be on the same page. It's something where the dialogue was quick, the ideas were exchanged quickly. And it was a lot of fun.
You have worked with other governors before, certainly as mayor, and legislators and everything else. A lot of the folks who have helped Bismarck run, I shouldn't say Bismarck, the capital run and the state run, are concerned that someone like Doug, well, they like him and say, hey, good Republican and good businessman, we get all that, but hey, this is different than business, right? Now, so I want you to compare as best you can what you think of how Doug would be different, right? Having not had the political experience, knowing the criticism is, you know, how would he work with the legislature, and you've seen what you've seen, how would that work?
Actually, I'd like to speak about how there actually would be similarities to some of those folks that you're referring to when you think of Ed Schaefer, John Hovind not having elected office before that point. And this is more of the analogy that I would encourage people to look at. And obviously, this is a total decision of opposites here, with experience in this sector from Wayne Stengem and not from Doug Burgum. But look at the successful nature of the Ed Schaefer governorship, and also John Hovind. But Ed Schaefer came into at a time when they had to cut budgets. Kevin Cramer speaks of his budget going down each year 10%. So it's very similar to this as it is right now. And business people like Ed and Doug aren't scared of doing that, of finding the efficiencies and handling the current reality of revenues and expenses. That's something they're used to in the business environment. So to me, it's not a scary thing to bring a CEO type into the governor role. And Jack, as well, comes at it with a business mind, you know, with his operation of his own. And with Dakota Growers and his leadership there, I mean, these are... There's a lot of similarity with Doug to the last three governors.
You know, one thing I feel is that, you know, Wayne Stengem's a very good attorney general, and Wayne Stengem would be a very good governor in my mind. Doug Burgum, very good businessman, impeccable record, would be a very good governor. I mean, I think, unfortunately, Republicans sometimes sit here and be like, oh, well, you haven't done this, so you got to, you know, it's like an internal family fight, right? And, you know, obviously you... respect Wayne Stengem. You
obviously
you respect the Governor Dalrymple and others that have endorsed Wayne. Do you feel that? I mean, to me, it just seems like it's more.
No,
I get that there's a campaign and you got to go out and got to do what you and you know, it's a tough time to be in the middle of that swirl. But I think this is a good problem for most North Dakotans going to the polls on June 14th. I really do.
You know, and that maybe I'm naive, but that's how I've always felt about if someone wants to run for mayor in Watford City. God bless them. Let's go for it. Let's see if you have better ideas. If you win, you can have that job. That's great. And I'm surprised how few people have said to me, This is a win-win deal here. We can't really lose. We've got two outstanding candidates.
Have you heard that? Yeah, good.
Very few times.
You haven't heard it.
No.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say I'm looking for it. You know, I
hear it more in quiet conversation with people where they're like, you know what, this is good for you guys. You know, this is exciting, but it's very quiet, if at all. But I've had quite a few, you know, like I say, very few that have actually come out and stated that fact, which to me is the truth.
If you, by the way, have a question or comment, certainly welcome today. A couple more minutes with Brent, and we'll get some more calls. And also, John Har, how are you from EERC is going to be here. I'm looking forward to that because we'll learn a little bit today about some of the innovation and technology that is the next thing from John and the team at EERC. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And you can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. You said earlier this is neck and neck.
Yeah.
Is that you telling us polling? You telling us what, I mean, inside baseball or what? I mean,
all of it.
I've not heard much, right? So you believe this race is very close?
Yes. Yes. The internal tracking polls, et cetera, are very close between Wayne and Doug with a pretty decent number of undecided voters as well in the polling that's taking place. And obviously undecideds are, you know, that's where the game's going to be won in the last 19 days and see where it goes from there.
Tom Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Brent Sanford, candidate with Doug Burgum on the ticket against Wayne Stengem and Nicole Pullman, June 14th primary. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Scott, just a quick question for Brent. I'm just curious, you know, Brent and Doug have been running a campaign kind of, you know, scaring North Dakotans into believing that our oil industry is dead and that we should maybe abandon it. I'm just curious, how does that play out as we're sitting here today at the Petroleum Conference? Thanks.
Thanks for the question. Our campaign is, that's not a premise of our campaign.
The oil industry is dead, did he say?
Yes. The premise of our campaign is to embrace the future, that the ag and energy economy that we have is bright. The future is bright. Doug is not an opponent of coal or oil or any of the above energy sources that we have. He's very excited about the energy sources that we have in the state and the future innovation that could bring more diversification and give us a little bit of a pad from the commodity price fluctuations. If you're all of a sudden selling plastic products someday, or if you're getting secondary recovery out of the CO2 emissions from a power plant and pushing that down on the ground, getting more recovery from oil, that's a good thing for innovation, technology, tax revenues, all the above. He's very positive about our economic situation's future. It's the current budget that is the concern, budget.
That call has a different viewpoint, obviously, of that situation. Anything else real quick that you think is a misperception out there? What do you hear that you most often bristle at?
Well, that Doug's pro-choice is one that I bristle at. Personally, it's offensive. It's something where I'm pro-life, pro-traditional marriage. Now with the bathroom issue, I can tell you that it's just disgusting to me, and the federal overreach drives me crazy. And so, I mean, and Doug has clearly answered these questions to North Dakota Family Alliance.
We are out of time.
All right, thank you.
To be continued, though, Brent and Nicole Pullman will actually be doing a debate before this race is done and much more. Stay tuned, folks.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Today, How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind continues live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. A lot of people are coming too. That sounds like Donald Trump. There's my Donald Trump. A lot of people. A tremendous amount of people.
Amazing.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Phenomenal. Tremendous. are going to be here for just a huge crowd. It's fun. It really is. It's exciting. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to what Congressman Kevin Cramer will have an opportunity to say before this raucous crowd to introduce Donald Trump. Some potential that Harold Hamm, too, will have a role in welcoming them up on the stage. And if you're in the arena, right before it starts, and you hear a voice, but don't see anybody, and you recognize the voice when it says the following, ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Donald Trump. Guess who got asked to do that? I told you that yesterday. Should have been Todd the Radio God, but no, they asked the schleppo me to do him. I think actually I'm introducing Congressman Cramer, and then he's introducing Donald Trump. I don't know, but I've always wanted to do that, so it's another bucket list deal. It's sort of the only thing left now for me is for the Twins, the center fielder, number 33, Kirby Puckett.
We have an in with David St. Peter. I mean, why can't we make that happen?
Well, could you do that? I would look a little self-serving.
I'll get right on that one there.
Yeah. Hey, folks, two more segments to go on What's On Your Mind, our special pre-Donald Trump edition of the program. We'll recap it tomorrow. We'll be at UND, University of North Dakota. Is there any other school? I was waiting for somebody to kind of understand that I just tried to stir it up again.
Wow.
It goes back to earlier in the show. The new medical school.
Monsignor Shane over there I think
he's coming. Yeah, I saw him yesterday. 121, and that's one good one, too. But see, we have the one public school and then the one private school. Those are the only two on the planet as far as I know.
I didn't see the asterisk on there.
Yeah,
I
missed that.
Okay,
anyway, can I finish here? The medical school is beautiful. $121 million facility, and we're going to be there with the president of the University of North Dakota. Ed Schaefer tomorrow on the program. I really look forward to that. Also, Wayne Stengel in a talk radio town hall. We're doing those every week. These guys have been fantastic. That's something you should notice. That's something you should notice because they care. Wayne Stengel last night said, hey, we got some news you're going to want to know about and looking forward to being on, right? I mean, that's... we have had exactly the same amount of coverage for both candidates. We had Brent Sanford on today a little impromptu because Ron Ness was not able to join us with all the busyness going on here. And so we'll have Nicole on, and then the two of them are going to be on together for like a little debate. And then we're having a debate the Friday before the June 14th election with both Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum. So there's a lot of great coverage, but they put that on their schedule rather than go to communities or fundraise or whatever so they can reach more people on the radio, and we appreciate it. John Haryu of the Energy and Environmental Research Center will be here and in just a moment. Ron and Bismarck's been waiting a long time to chat, so we'll get Ron in. I have to tell you about one of our fine sponsors, though. And that is B-Mobile. You probably heard me talking about B-Mobile already. Maybe you've done business with B-Mobile. They're big. The region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But maybe you're not on that network. Maybe you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement with somebody else. Maybe you left Verizon. And now you realize the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, right now, come home to Verizon to B-Mobile. They'll pay your fees to switch up to $650. All the details at B-Mobile, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno, Minnesota's Thief River Falls, or Detroit Lakes, or Bemidji locations, bmobile.com. Ron in Bismarck, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what is on your mind, sir.
Hi, Scott. This is Ron. I met you at the Republican debate. I was actually the security guard in the back that you walked by and talked to me, shook your hand and said I enjoyed your show. I want to start by saying I really respect the way you treated that guy a few calls ago. That tells me why I could never be a radio broadcaster, because I don't think I could have treated him with that kind of respect. But what he was saying about having morals and stuff on Donald Trump, a few things I'd like to point out. If you notice, a lot of the movie stars, a lot of the rock stars, all those people are all supporting Clinton. Now, how many
what, Ron? Guys, did we lose Ron?
Well, he's still showing on the board here.
No, I hear you. Lied to us. Yes, sir.
I saw I lost you for a second. Go ahead and finish, Ron.
Okay. I was talking about the morals that they were saying about Donald Trump. And I'd like to point out that I don't think Mrs. Clinton has too many morals. When she had a few of our armed people killed in Benghazi, she lied about the emails, which we know is true now for sure. And I think she belongs in striped clothes, to tell you the truth. And I don't know if you heard, but I do respect you for the way you treated that guy earlier. I did hear that. I appreciate that.
No, I did. That was nice of you.
You did a fantastic job. And I'd also like to say that the next time that guy goes in the bathroom and finds his granddaughter in a bathroom with a 30-year-old man choking him around the neck, like has already happened since this has gone over, I hope he thinks twice about what he thinks that our president right now has morals, because he is way out of control. I can't even understand why he would even bring something like this up and try to do this.
No, I'm with you. I am. And the thing is, I think it's a fool's errand to go down that road and say, well, you know, you're for Hillary and you're making fun of the, you know, of Donald Trump. But as I say, I think it's better for everybody. City council, school board, you know, legislators on up. Look, if you're going to go out there and find the perfect candidate, you're going to be looking a long dang time. People are not perfect. That's something I've learned. Took me a few years, but they are not. And, you know, if you expect perfection, you're never going to get it, and you're not going to have very many candidates. And I think it's better just to understand where they are and go that route. I enjoyed chatting with you, though, Ron. Let's do it again. Please call, okay?
I appreciate it, Scott, and I was with Donald Trump since it started, and I hope he makes it, and I'm glad to see the President of the United States is going to be coming to North Dakota. Thank you,
well,
sir.
You bet. Thank you. Isn't that something? We have to spend some time with the Trump first folks at some point and understand why what they saw. Obviously, they saw what a lot of people get now, but it's kind of a fun story. And I hear that a lot. I've been from Trump from the beginning. I'm there. That, you know, Jim Arthaud, MBI Energy, told me that yesterday. I am so excited because this is the guy we need right now to fix it. John Haryu is here from the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota. A good friend of the program. We don't get to talk to him as much as we'd like because he's wicked smart and has to direct all these folks coming up with the latest and greatest in technology and research on our wonderful natural resources right here in the great state of North Dakota. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Good to be here, Scott.
Describe how you think the conference has gone so far, what you're most excited about here.
Well, I was really pleased to have chaired a session with Mr. Helms from our Department of Mineral Resources yesterday regarding Bakken production optimization. So we explored topics like enhanced oil recovery, recompletions on existing wells, new lifting technology that's being employed, just a whole suite of things that try to make this resource competitive at the, you know, lower price environment that we've grown accustomed to over the last couple of years.
What were your takeaways for folks that were not there? What should they know about the discussion?
Well, I think we have a tremendous amount of hope regarding meaningfully changing the amount of oil we get out of this, this very prolific resource. So we've, you know, a lot of people realize that there's this phenomenal resource there, but I think very few people don't really understand how little of it we're able to extract with the current technology that we're employing. We have the total resource in the ground somewhere in between, say, 300 billion and 900 billion barrels, which is a tremendous amount. However, we only recover about 4 or 5% of that using the existing technology we have. So we're very busy trying to come up with means that we can meaningfully change that recovery factor.
Is that change from place to place? Because I hear 4 to 5, I hear 8 to 9. I always end up just saying less than 10, but are some places better than others as far as how much rock oil we get out of the rock?
I think there may be. I think there's two real challenges to it, Scott. You know, unfortunately, we don't actually fully know what the denominator of this is. So when I say there's between 300 billion barrels and 900 billion barrels, you know, depending on which of those you pick and then start applying the amount you're producing, that's the kind of variability you'll see in that recovery factor. But certainly less than 10%, I think everyone would concur with.
This is what people need to understand. You know, the Bakken is a world-class oil play because of its size. Just because of its sheer size, it's one of the biggest in the world. So that's why it's a big deal and a literally household name worldwide. And even with that reputation, it's only 10% of what's actually there because of what's recoverable, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that's, again, the recovery factors we have today are not the ones we're going to have tomorrow, and that's what we're really busy working on with many of the great companies here in the Williston Basin, you know, to meaningfully change that.
How do you meaningfully change it? And, you know, is this a 5-year, 10-year, 100-year program? What are we talking?
Well, I think we'll be continuing to work on this for many generations to come. If you think back, there's a great analog, which are some of those big fields in California that were discovered in the early 1900s that were about exhausted several times over that last 100 years, but that still meaningfully produce oil. So, you know, as our knowledge of these resources expands, as the infrastructure that we build out to process and handle that produced fluid are built out, our ability to squeeze a little bit more out of there continues to grow. So, I mean, I would expect that with time, you know, we're going to be moving on to more and more and more technology to extract this really valuable resource.
Enhanced recovery is a term you hear a lot. And I know EERC has a whole program around the optimization of the field, right?
Yes.
So, you and I have talked about this at these various conferences over the years. I mean, give me an update. What is that? You've always said, be careful about CO2. It's not going to happen overnight, but when it does, this could be big. Anything new moving the needle on the CO2, for instance?
Yeah, there's since the last time we've talked, there's been a lot of progress made with some of our partner companies in putting together field pilots, and some of the field pilots focus on carbon dioxide, and some others now are starting to focus on rich gas. So the raw natural gas that comes out of the reservoir today as a co-product of our oil production is really rich in these natural gas liquids like ethane and propane and butane and some of those little bit heavier molecules than methane, which is what we typically would burn at our homes as dry natural gas. So this natural gas liquid rich mixture actually works as a really wonderful enhancement agent when we look at introducing it back into the reservoir. So we've been really busy in the laboratory working on better understanding how that rich natural gas interacts with the rocks, with the oil. We've also been doing a lot of work with a number of our partners who developed the reservoir simulators and allow us to realize schemes that are going to meaningfully change that recovery factor.
Keep doing what you're doing, because we need EERC on that wall looking for this great entity at the University of North Dakota, the Energy and Environmental Research Center. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Scott.
John, how are you? Our guest on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of stop and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better, because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in, you're really better physically, you're better emotionally, you're even better relationally with your family, and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days, it's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight. Your cells shut down. Bad stuff is trapped in. And from there, bad stuff happens, like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day. And you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371. Oh my gosh. There is like a mob of people. So Lou Holtz just finished speaking, and I can hardly hear myself think right now, so you hear the buzz out there. That's what it is. Harold Hamm just finished speaking. Not Harold Hamm, sorry. Lou Holtz just finished speaking. And so now that crowd that was in is now in line for, of course, their seats on the floor of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Arena space for the Donald Trump speech. So these folks will be escorted into the arena. There's a humongous line now to get in here, and they will then have to wait till what? 1 o'clock. You know, it's like a 2 hour. We're 2 hours away. By the way, we need to tell everybody 550 KFIRE, 1460 KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and KTGO 1090 Radio will have this event on the radio. So Rush Limbaugh will be preempted a little bit for Donald Trump, but guess what? Donald Trump is what Rush Limbaugh is talking about anyway, right? And the fact that he's over the threshold and has the amount of delegates necessary because of North Dakota. I want to play you a couple of highlights from Billy Graham. I'm sorry. Billy is 90-some. But Franklin Graham was on the steps of the state capitol yesterday, and I thought his remarks were amazing. I don't have a lot of time, but I want you to hear a little bit about that. And then I just saw a friend of mine, Father Cheney from the Newman Center, who just left Lou Holtz. I want to know how Lou did. So you can give me the Lou report? Okay, so roll a little of Franklin Graham from yesterday if you missed that, and then we'll talk about how Lou Holtz did here as we wrap up our coverage from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on What's in Your Mind. Just roll some of that
time. We talk a lot about the national elections, and I think Trump is coming here tomorrow. Well, I'll be in Alaska. We talk a lot about the national elections, okay? We talk a lot about it. But how about the local elections? Amen. You know how important the local elections are? Who our mayors are? You know how important that is? City council, county commissioners. We need Christian men and women to run for mayors. Could you just think for just a moment? Across North Dakota, if every municipality was controlled by a Christian mayor, you think that would have an impact on this state? I guarantee it. Could you imagine that if you had Christian mayors and the majority of the city council were Christian men and women? Would that have an impact on this state? I guarantee it would. School boards. We need Christian men and women running for school boards. You say, Franklin, listen, I've got a job. You know, I don't have time. Come on. You think these people meet every day? No. Some of these, they meet once a month for a couple of hours in the evening. And you're trying to tell me you can't give a couple of hours? Every one of you here could run for something and win, possibly. You could do it. And listen to me, pastors. We've got pastors here. Listen to me. Take leadership in your community. Preach the truth. Tell your congregation the truth.
Reverend.
You say, well, Franklin, they may take our tax exempt status. Oh, really? Well, they're going to take it away anyway one day. So you might as well just get an early start.
That was the line I loved. He said, pastors, you know, speak the truth in the pulpit. And if you say, well, they're going to take my tax-exempt status away anyway, so they're going to take it away anyway at some point. So just speak the truth. It was interesting. He obviously went out of his way to give a shot to Donald Trump, which I thought was interesting. Because I didn't hear the same for Hillary Clinton. Early on, he said, you know, I have zero trust in Republicans, zero trust in the Democrats, and really is separating a little bit of the politics there. But I thought you'd like a little bit of that. I also agreed with him very much on, you know, we focus so much on the presidential race, and, you know, the senators and the congressmen and the governors, but, you know, city council people, school board, getting people to run for those offices, every bit is important. Without question. So Father Cheney from the Newman Center at NDSU.
Go Pies.
Good. We've equalized things here because we've been a little heavy UND today. So you have given us some balance, Father. Thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on, Scott. It's good to be with you.
Runs the legendary Bison Catholic program at NDSU. They do some incredible work. You were in for Lou Holtz.
It was, yeah. Very inspiring talk.
How did he do? Give me the clip
notes.
Tremendous.
Well, he just talked about being giving life your best effort, being a person of integrity, and loving people, so it was a great talk, really inspiring for me in terms of what we're doing on the campus at NDSU and just inspired to go forward here and just give life my best effort. Put it in the hands of the Lord.
Sometimes when you say just love each other, you don't feel a lot of love in a political campaign, do you? Do you have any advice for the politicians like Franklin Graham was just giving there? Should they love each other a little more?
Well, I think we just need to do the right thing for the country. You know, the other thing Lou talked about was when you're confronted with adversity and you're confronted with difficulties in life, to not give up and to. That, in fact, that's when your true character really shines, and when you're able to, you know, give life your best effort in those types of situations, it goes a long ways towards the developing character. So, in terms of the country, I think we just need to do what's right for the country. I'm really concerned about our fiscal situation with $20 trillion in debt.
That's immoral, isn't it?
Quantitative easing, on. It's just
unbelievable. Well, good recap for all of our fine listeners. Thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Scott.
Father Jim Chaney, Newman Center, NDSU. A little report on how Lou Holtz did for the masses today while we were chatting away on the radio. We're out of time. UND tomorrow will be at the Student Union now. Student Union tomorrow at UND with President Ed Schaefer and Wayne Stenson, candidate for governor, on What's on Your Mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.